With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. This just in, the director of the Secret Service is stepping down from her job following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Kimberly Cheadle had served as Secret Service director since August 2022. Yesterday, Cheadle was grilled by the House Oversight Committee, with several members calling for her resignation. A growing list of leading Democrats on Capitol Hill are throwing their support behind Vice President Harris in her bid for the party's presidential nomination.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar and Democratic Whip Catherine Clark were quick to voice their support for Harris, as did former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. By midday Monday, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin had become the highest-ranking Senate Democrat to endorse Harris, who also enjoys the support of President Biden. Others in the party say the process should remain open up until the Democrat convention next month. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also on SRNews.com, President Biden says he's determined to get as much done as he possibly can in his final 6 months in the White House. Speaking by phone to staffers at campaign headquarters, Mr. Biden says he plans to work hard.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, both as a sitting president getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning.
White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients urged aides during a staff meeting to keep their heads down and remain focused on the work that remains. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in June for the fourth straight month, as elevated mortgage rates and record high prices kept many would-be homebuyers on the sidelines. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead by 33.5 points. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building is discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. This is SRN News. A bipartisan House task force has been launched to investigate the July 13th Trump rally shooting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Tuesday the creation of a bipartisan House task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. The two congressional leaders said in a joint statement, quote, "The security failures that allowed an assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life are shocking. In response to bipartisan demands for answers, we are announcing a House task force made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats to thoroughly investigate the matter." The statement also said the task force will make recommendations for reform to relevant government agencies. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has refused to resign from her position despite numerous calls from lawmakers to do so. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At least 157 people have been killed in mudslides in a remote part of Ethiopia that's been hit with heavy rainfall. More details at SRNnews.com.